Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, we worship you, we praise your name, we glorify you this morning. And everybody says,
amen.
Thank you, Lord, for another day in the house of the Lord. Another opportunity to hear your word, to fellowship one with another. And we know that truly our fellowship is with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, Lord Jesus, glorify yourself in the message of the Lord. And let your people be blessed. We give you all the praise and all the glory. In Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen. Amen. Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus with me. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, this morning, a sure foundation. Hallelujah. That's what I want to speak on. And I'm going to start here in the book of Isaiah, chapter 28. And remember, you know, we talked about the gathering storm that's coming and so forth. You're going to need a message like this. You know, to get yourself ready, you know, a sure foundation. Let's start here in Isaiah chapter 28. And I'm going to start at verse 16. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God. Behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, and a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. And he that believeth shall not make haste. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Now, I want you to notice how he describes this foundation. First, he says it is a foundation that the Lord himself is laying. He said, behold, I lay in Zion. Now, we know that, you know, Zion, of course, you know, there is a physical Zion, Jerusalem and the people of Israel and so forth. And then there is a spiritual Zion, because he said we are come unto, you know, a spiritual Zion. You know, so God has laid a stone. It's a tried stone. It is a precious cornerstone. How many of you know who that precious cornerstone might be? All right, well, if you don't know, we're going to find out here in a minute. He's called a precious cornerstone. And he is the sure foundation. And if you believe on him, the Bible says, you will not make haste. In other words, you will not be rattled. Praise the Lord. So this is going to be like a foundation. Well, you know, a foundation for the messages that are coming in the future and so forth. And it's all about a sure foundation. So that sounds just right to me. So I want you to get ready and listen to what the Lord has for us today. Isaiah 28 and verse 9. Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept, and precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. You say, what's that all about? Well, first of all, you know, you can't drink milk all of your life. You know, babies drink milk. People that are grown up eat something stronger. Amen?
Yeah.
Amen, folks? So you can't drink milk all the time. You know, so, you know, the kind of wisdom that the Lord is revealing in the end of the age for us and so forth to get ready for translated faith, this kind of wisdom is for those who are drawn. See, they are drawn from the breast. They are weaned already from milk and so forth like that. You know, so, you know, it may be a little strong, but, you know, we believe that the Lord is the one that's bringing that wisdom to his people. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. In the book of Ephesians chapter 2, if you want to turn with me. In the book of Ephesians chapter 2, we're talking about this precious stone and this a cornerstone and this sure foundation. In the book of Ephesians chapter 2, starting at verse 19. And I want to read what the Lord has to say. Notice, he said, now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. Now, that's for anybody that has given their life to the Lord. And, you know, the Bible says, look, you are no longer strangers. You are no longer foreigners. You know, but you are fellow citizens with the rest of the saints. Amen?
Amen.
Now, some people may still be strangers. Now, you may be here this morning, and perhaps you're still a stranger in the house of the Lord. You know, but, you know, there will be an opportunity for you you know, today to become part of this citizenry. You know, this particular citizenship is from heaven. Amen.
Amen.
Praise ye the name of the Lord. Now listen to this. Verse 20. And you are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Amen.
Amen.
That's right. So we're talking about a sure foundation, and Jesus Christ is the cornerstone. You know, you might call him the chief headstone, you know, in that corner. He's the one that, the piece that holds everything together. Now, he says, in whom all the building, that's right. In whom, this Christ, this chief cornerstone, all the building are fitly framed together. He's the one that holds the building together. And that building, which is a spiritual building, is growing into an holy temple in the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
And in whom ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. The Bible says ye are the temple of the Spirit of God. You are the temple of God. Which temple you are, if the Spirit of God dwell in you. But before you can become, you know, part of this, you know, building that God is crafting, you know, you must, you know, first receive the Lord into your life as your Lord and personal Savior. Amen.
Amen.
That's where it starts. And at the foundation that God is bringing. Now, God has sent us apostles, prophets, and so on. And the Bible says in the book of Hebrews, verse chapter 1, that in the sundry times and in diverse times in the past, by the mouth of prophets and so forth like that, he spoke to us. But in these last days, you know, and that's a long time since Jesus came, if you call that last days. If that was last days, you know, he said in these last days he has spoken to us by his son. If you think that 2,000 years ago when Christ came physically into this world was last days, then in what days are we living now? That means we must be in the last minutes. Amen? Praise God. But God's got some great things. God has appointed, you know, Jesus Christ as heir of all things. And if you are in Christ, then you are also a joint heir with him. Amen?
Amen?
Praise the Lord. So what we want to do is we want to make sure that our life, you know, has a solid, solid foundation. I'm going to tell you a story from the Bible of why you need a solid foundation in your life. And remember, there are some things that are coming. You know, that's not my message this morning, but turn with me to Matthew chapter 7. And this is the story that Jesus himself told of why a strong foundation is necessary in your life. Now, listen to this, starting at verse 24 of Matthew chapter 7. Therefore, whosoever shall hear these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. So his foundation was a solid rock, this wise man. And when the rain descended and the floods came and the winds blew and beat upon that house, it fell not, because it was founded upon a rock. Can you say amen?
Amen.
You know, so that house had a sure foundation. You know, but listen to the contrary, you know, contrary story. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man that built his house upon the sand. Well, that one also had a foundation, but it wasn't a sure foundation. It wasn't a steadfast foundation. And every house that is built has some foundation. You know, people put some kind of foundation and so forth like that. But what kind of foundation is it? Well, the first guy that we read about, he built his own on a solid rock. And he withstood the test that came against him. When the tempests and the storms of life and everything came up against him, he withstood it because his house was built on a solid rock. Amen?
Amen.
The other one that built his house upon the sand, when the rain descended and the floods came up and the winds blew and beat upon the house, and it fell. And great was a fall of it. Now, that's a sad story for somebody that spent quite a bit of money putting up that house, I imagine. But the house fell because, you know, it wasn't built on a solid rock. Amen?
Amen.
That shows you the importance of a sure foundation. You know, a sure foundation We cannot stress it enough. And I'm going to tell you more about that foundation in a minute. But let me show you another example of somebody that doesn't have this solid foundation, and what happened to them. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 13. In Matthew chapter 13, Jesus told this story, the parable of the sower and so forth. And you can read all of it, but I just want to read a couple of verses that I'm interested in here. In verse 20, he said, "He that received the seed into stony places, the same is he that heareth the word and immediately received it with joy." but because he has no root in himself, that's foundation. He has no foundation. He endured for a while. But when tribulation or persecution arose, sometimes, that persecution and so forth, when it arose because of the word, by and by, he is offended because he did not have root in himself and he did not have a sure foundation. Amen. So that's in the parable of the sower. Some of you may know that parable. Jesus told that parable. Some seed fell over here and some fell over here and then some in good ground. The one that fell on the stony places is the one we just talked about. Even though they seem to receive, the word initially, but when things come up, when tribulation comes and when trials and temptations and difficult times and so forth, because they have no root and they don't have a sure foundation, the Bible says then they fall away quickly. Now, what is this foundation that we're talking about? Or it's like, you just think of a house. When my house that I'm living in now was being built, the house has a basement. So, I went and checked it out when they were building the house. And they dug about 12 feet deep. I don't even know how. It could have been deeper than that. And they poured lots and lots of, not just concrete, but steel. I saw the construction and I saw they were putting, and I'm like, wow, is this how you build all the houses? They said, oh, no, not at all. But we're building this like this because it has a basement. And I said, my goodness, well, I'm glad my house has a basement because now it has a solid foundation. Amen. I just put tons of steel. I don't know how much in there. So, my goodness. And it was just solid, And then I talked to them and then they explained it to me a little bit. Now, the foundation is also like an anchor. When you have these big ships and so forth, travel on the sea or whatever in the ocean, when that ship is about to dock, they go to the harbor. And when they throw that anchor down and set that anchor just right, that ship isn't going anywhere. Amen. Praise the Lord. But you need that anchor. Now, what does it say about that anchor in Hebrews chapter 6? Turn with me to verse 17 of Hebrews chapter 6. Now, in this chapter of Hebrews 6, the Lord will show how God, when he promises something, how he stands behind it. When God was about to make a promise to Abraham, the Bible says that wherein God willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, he confirmed it by an oath. Now, God doesn't need to swear about anything. What he says is good enough. Amen. Amen, amen, folks.
Amen.
If God says so, so it is. He doesn't need to swear. But in this particular case, he confirmed it by an oath. And he said, surely. Wow. And when God says surely, my goodness. And the Bible says, look, God even looked for, he looked for, most people when they want to swear, which we're told not to swear. But, people generally swear by something that's greater than themselves. And God also, he wanted to do the same. He wanted to swear by somebody greater than himself. So he checked it out. He looked in the heavens. He looked in the earth. He looked everywhere to find somebody greater than himself that he could swear by. But because he found nobody, can you say amen? Then he swore by himself. Hallelujah. Praise God. You will never find anybody else greater than the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, the Bible says that God has given him a name that is above every other name, not only in this world, but in that to come. Praise ye the name of the Lord. And that God has appointed that is the name by through which we must be saved. There's salvation in no other. Amen. Amen. So let's read this, the rest of it. So God, he swore by himself, and he confirmed it with an oath, and he said, look, I am going to give you a blessing that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, that we might have a strong consolation, who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope that is set before us. Which hope? Verse 19 is where I'm going. The hope that is laid before us. This hope is like an anchor of the soul. It is sure. It is a sure foundation. And it is steadfast. And that anchor enters in within the veil. Hallelujah, folks. Praise God. You know, the veil is the thing that they use to keep people out. They use that veil to keep, not even just people, even regular priests were kept out once you got beyond, you know, a certain place in the temple. And the second veil and all that, only the high priest could go in there. Well, you know, if you have this anchor in your soul, if you have this sure foundation, you can pierce beneath that veil, beyond that veil. Amen. And this anchor, we're told, our forerunner has entered in before us. And he is a priest forever. After the order of Melchizedek. How many of you can say praise the Lord? Oh yeah. You say, well, who is Melchizedek? Well, that's not my message this morning. So let's get back to this message. And see what the what this foundation. Foundation is. That foundation that we are talking about. What can it do for you in your life? You know, let's see examples of people who have had this foundation. Well, we've already seen an example of somebody who didn't have the foundation. You know, when the storms of life come up against it, it's going to collapse. And I tell you, folks, there is a gathering storm that is coming. Not just for, you know, people around the world. You know, everybody that's, you know, in America thinks that America is immune from these things. Well, you'll be here in the next few weeks and you'll find out that... In fact, the collapse is going to start with this country. Because right now, the U.S., United States dollar is like, you know, it's like the trading piece of instrument in the world. But that's fixing to change. And when they change that, a lot of people will suffer. I want to tell you that. You know, you say, well, that's not going to happen. Well, it doesn't matter what you think. It'll happen anyway. Praise ye the name of the Lord. But the prudent man foreseeth the evil. And he hided himself. You know, and the foolish, they just go on ignorant, you know, like that. And then they are destroyed because my people perish because of lack of vision and lack of wisdom. But by the grace of God, none of us will perish. Amen. Amen. God is going to give us a prophetic understanding and insight into how to prepare. But it starts with a sure foundation. You must have this sure foundation because when everything is shaking, shaking around you and so forth, you know, the Bible says in Isaiah 26 and verse 3, thou wilt keep in perfect peace. Amen? Amen? Whose mind is stayed on thee? You know, let me describe what peace really is for everybody that's in here today. Now, some people may think of peace as the absence of trouble. And that's correct. You know, when there's no trouble, when there's tranquility, when everything's going smoothly, you may think of that as peace. Well, the kind of peace that Isaiah 26 and 3 is talking about is peace in the midst of trouble. That's right. Even when there is trouble, not just because there is no trouble. Now, it's great if you don't have any trouble. That's true. But Jesus already said, in the world, you shall have tribulation. Amen? Amen. That's John 16 and 33. You are going to have tribulation. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world for you. You know, so it's not just the absence of peace, but it is in the middle of peace. In the middle of trouble. It's not just the absence of trouble, I meant to say. But it's in the middle of trouble. Now, one time Jesus, he said, let us go over to the other side. And as soon as he entered the boat, all hell, you might call it, that broke loose. Well, you know, there's a difference between Jesus, you know, and the rest of the disciples. Now, the rest of the disciples had, at that time, a shaky foundation, at best. That's all they had. You know, so when the tempest rose, they were scared for their lives. And they ran to Jesus. Master, don't you care that we perish? What is it? Why are you not caring about us and so forth like that? You know, so, you know, but Jesus, he was sound asleep in the back of the boat. Amen. Amen, folks. Amen. The tempest the storm, the raging sea, didn't bother him at all. He was just going to sleep through the storm. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So when he was going to sleep through the storm, others were shaking, others were troubled, others, you know, were panicking. And Jesus had no intention at all to rebuke the storm. He was just going to ride it out. But because of the fearfulness of the people, and because of their unbelief, he rebuked the storm for their sakes. So he came out and said, "Why are you so fearful? Why is it that you have no faith?" You see, because when you are fearful, then your faith cannot operate. Amen? Amen. But when you have faith, the Bible says the righteous are bold as a lion. You know, when you have faith, and when you know your foundation is sure, then you're not going to be soon shaken, you know, by any of these things. You know, tempest, storm, gathering storm, whatever, you know, no matter what's happening in the economics, you know, it's not going to bother you at all. Amen? Amen. But when you don't have a sure foundation, then you're going to be running from pillar to post. You're going to be, you know, your hair is going to stand up when something happens to you. Going to be running around like chicken with a head cut off and so forth. And then you'll be screaming and panicking. And all of that because there really is no sure foundation. But when for those that have that sure foundation, the anchor that is in their soul, they are like solid. Solid in the Lord. Amen. No matter what is happening, no matter what is going on, they will not be soon shaken. Praise ye the Lord. Now let me read to you some of the things from Paul's testimony here in the Bible. In the book of Romans chapter 8, let me read to you from verse 35. And here's one man's testimony, and let's find out if he had, you know, a sure foundation or not. He said, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ?" Are you anchored on this sure foundation? Are you anchored on the love of Christ? Well, here are all the things that he put together. He said, shall tribulation, you know, trials and, you know, economic crisis, problems and distress and persecution and famine and nakedness and peril and the sword, you know, all of these things. Shall these things separate us from the love of Christ? If you are anchored on the love of Christ, if you have this sure foundation in your life, can these things separate us? The answer, of course, is no. Let's take a look at the next verse. 36. He said, as it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. All these things happen to us in our lives. In another place, he said, we are buffeted on every side. You know, we are, you know, pressed on every side, but we are not discouraged. Amen? Amen. No matter what happens to us, he said, look, we keep going on because we are never discouraged. So let's see how he rounds up this testimony here of how he rounds it up. Praise the Lord. In verse 36, no matter what's happening, no matter all these things that happen, you know, whether it looks like, you know, your life is tossed up and down and so forth like that, you know, our situations around you, you have that inner peace, you have that confidence, you have that sure assurance, you know, you have that foundation. He said, nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Amen. And here is his testimony. Is it your testimony? Listen to his testimony. For I am persuaded. Are you persuaded? Now, this is Paul's testimony. Some people quote it, but, you know, they're not even half as near persuaded. Because when something happens, they're running all over the place. Are you persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor even things to come, even something that has not yet happened? Amen? Like the brewing storm that we're talking about. Well, no. So what? You know, God is going to protect his people. Amen? Amen. Neither height nor depth. You know, when I'm up, doesn't matter. When I'm down, it doesn't matter. Amen? Amen, amen, folks? Amen. You might be on the mountain, you might be in the valley. Makes the Lord no difference. The Lord is with you all the time. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And he said, look, Neither any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. You know, the only thing we know from the scripture that separates people from the Lord is unrighteousness and sin. He said, your sin has separated between you and the Lord. Not that his hand is shortened or his ear is there, but it's sin is the thing that keeps people from the Lord. But nevertheless, the love of God is even reaching out to people, you know, as it is written. The people that sit in darkness have seen a great light. Even if you are sitting in darkness, even if you are still under the shadow of death today. Now, everybody that has not given their life to the Lord is still living under the shadow of death. That's exactly point blank from the scriptures. If you are either in the kingdom of darkness or you are in the kingdom of the Lord. There is no in between. You know, but that's why God said to open their eyes. This is the gospel. The gospel is to open their blind eyes. You know, and to deliver them from the power of Satan unto the power of God. And deliver them from darkness unto light, so that they may comprehend and receive forgiveness of sins and become part of the inheritance of the saints in Christ. Amen. Amen. That's how it starts. It starts by committing your life to Christ. But when you commit your life to Christ, then leave it in his hands. Say amen. Amen. You know, some people want to, you know, the backseat driver or what, I don't know what it is, you know. Just imagine if two people are trying to drive the vehicle, you know, that is the real driver is there and then somebody else is struggling the steering. That vehicle is going to crash. Amen? You can't be struggling the steering wheel with somebody that is driving. That's headed for a crash. You know, so you let the Lord do the driving. Amen? Praise the Lord. Now, so we see that Paul, you know, he had this testimony that nothing shall by any means separate us when we are anchored on a sure foundation in Christ. Amen. Amen. Listen to this in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. And this is the verse I referred to earlier. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. And listen to what he said in verse 8. He said, we may be troubled on every side, yet we are not distressed. We are perplexed, but we are not in despair. We don't lose hope. Amen. The life of the children of God can never be hopeless. Amen. For there is hope even of a tree, though it be cut down. Yet through the springing forth of water, it will spring again. Amen. Amen. Now, we may be persecuted, but we are not forsaken. We may be cast down, but we are not destroyed. Hallelujah. Micah said, even when I am cast down, I will arise again. When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me. In Micah 7 and verse 8. Now, what do all these things mean? You know, what are all these testimonies that we're reading about these people? Well, because they had a sure foundation. And they had an anchor, a solid anchor, that is holding them down even in times of crisis and so forth like that. Now, thanks be unto God, who always, amen, causes us to triumph. Second Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 14. Now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ and maketh manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place. So we thank the Lord for the sure foundation that he causes us always to triumph. Now listen to this rendition also of this foundation. In the book of Psalms 92, here's another part of this foundation. You know, we have seen various parts where he said, look, this foundation, you know, laid upon the prophets and the apostles, Jesus Christ himself is the chief cornerstone. And here's another part of that foundation. In the book of Psalms 92 and verse 13. Psalm 92 and verse 13, it says, those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. Amen. They shall flourish like the palm tree. Folks, when you have that solid foundation, I tell you folks, a palm tree is one of those trees that has that foundation. You know, all year round, that palm tree will be green no matter what is going on. And how many of you know that that palm tree can bounce back from just about anything? You know, the palm tree can go almost all the way bend like this and it won't break. It'll bounce right back. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, and that's why God uses that example of the palm tree. He said they will flourish like even the palm tree and so forth. You know, they flourish in the courts of our God. You know, when they are planted solidly, that's a solid foundation. when they are planted solidly in the house of the Lord. But the person that is not planted and the person that doesn't have that foundation, well, you know, we don't know, you know, but the end of that is no good. You know, it's, you know, at best, you know, they'll be picking up the pieces after the storm, you know, and trying to rebuild after the storm because they don't have, they never did have a sure foundation. You know, but if you have that foundation, if you have that, you know, solid foundation in Christ, then you can begin to build, you know, and here's what, you know, here's what we are told, you know, to build upon. You know, what are you going to build when you have that foundation? You know, the foundation that we have in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, let's see what we build. Now, suppose you have a good foundation. You know, suppose you've given your life to Christ and so forth like that. And that's where a lot of people stop. They're giving their life to Christ and say, well, you know, I'm a child of God and so on, you know, and that's about it. Well, you know, you give your life to Christ, it's wonderful. But that's only the beginning. Amen? Amen. Listen to this in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. And let me read from verse 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 10. Now, this is how the Spirit of God describes it through Paul. He said, according to the grace of God, which is given to me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation and another builded upon, you know. He said, look, but let every man take heed how he builds upon that foundation. Amen. Amen, amen, folks. You better take heed and see what, you know exactly what you are building, you know. For other foundation, verse 11, can no man lay other than that which is already laid, which is Christ Jesus. Amen. That is the foundation. But after that foundation is laid in your life, then what do? Well, you know, after you have that foundation, then you have to build. I mean, can you imagine somebody living in a foundation? Nobody lives in a foundation. The foundation is only a foundation. You must build something upon it. Amen. Amen, folks. You must build something upon that foundation. You cannot live in the foundation. You know, so what do you build upon the foundation? Now, verse 12. If any man will build upon this foundation, now that's Christ, you can build gold, you can build silver, you can build precious stones, but you can also build wood, hay, or stubble. I noticed that when they are building houses, especially here in Arizona, you know, the contractors like to cut corners and so forth like that. They build with cheap wood and so forth instead of concrete. Well, you know, maybe because they don't have much of, you know, things, you know, that they think is in the natural that can destroy those homes. But you can build with gold, silver, and precious stones. Even the Bible says in a great house, you know, there are many kinds of vessels. Even in my house, we have different kinds of things. You know, we have some everyday uses, you know, of utensils and silverware that we use every day. And we have some nicer ones that we reserve for special occasions. And you have, you know, most people have that. You know, maybe they have some special china and they put, you know, some of these nicer things there. And then there's some run-of-the-mill ones that they use every day and so forth like that. You know, so in every house, even in the house of God, you know, there are various kinds of vessels. That's what the Bible says. Well, some people might be building gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, and stubble. Listen to what happens. The one that has built with gold, built with silver and precious stones, when the fire comes to try it, he says, every man's work shall be made manifest, and the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. Now, if any man's work abide which he has built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. Now, I guarantee you, folks, the gold, the silver, and the precious stones are much more likely to withstand the fire than the wood, the hay, and the stubble. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
That's right. But if any man's work be burned, he will suffer loss. But he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. The same thing happens to people, you know, that don't listen to God's warnings. You know, just because you are a believer, you know, and you know, if you don't pay attention to what God is saying, the Bible says, what he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit of God is saying. If you don't hear what God's word is saying or take heed, Well, you'll be saved, but you will suffer loss. And a lot of people are going to suffer tremendous losses in a few years ahead, unless you listen to what the Spirit of God is going to tell you in the next few weeks. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. You know, so, you know, but we start by a sure foundation. You know, how are you going to build, though, on this foundation? Well, you build through the Word of God. Amen. Amen. You let your life be lined up with the Word. You don't go to the left or to the right. You know, the Bible says, you know, what is the whole duty of man? A fear God and keep His commandments. That's it. You know, but you press on toward the mark. You keep pressing on. You build, you know, not only do you build silver, precious stones, and gold, you know, don't be satisfied with the hay, the wood, and the stubble. Amen. Amen, folks. You know, some people say, well, you know, all you have to do is just participate. You know, like if you go, you know, play in a sports or, something and you're just participating, that's not good enough. You got to go for the gold. Amen. Amen. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Amen. That's right. Don't you know that everyone that runs in a race, run all, but only one win the prize? Therefore, run that ye may obtain. Amen. Amen. You need to run to win. You need to participate to win. Don't settle for just wood, hay, and stubble. I'm going to tell you another story that Jesus himself told. He said, the kingdom of God is like a man that when he found a pearl of great price in a field, he went and sold all that he had and purchased that field. He went for the gold. Amen. And I tell you something, folks. Jesus Christ, he went for the pearl of great price. And that's the reason why you're sitting here today. Amen. And Jesus got that price. One time he had to sweat blood out of his head in order to get it, but he did. The Bible says he prayed through for every one of you that is sitting in this seat today. And sweat like blood was coming out of his head because he went for the gold. Amen. And he got it. Give the Lord a hand clap for that if you believe that Jesus got it. Amen. And in our lives, we must also go for the gold. Don't even settle for the silver. Don't settle for anything else. Go for the best. And that means when you build your house, you got to reach for the mark or the price of his high calling. Amen. Don't just settle and say, well, you know, I gave my life to Christ. You know, I'm just a believer and so forth like that. You know, that's not good enough. You know, you need to keep pushing. Paul said, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things that are behind, I keep pushing forward. Hallelujah. For the prize of the high calling. Always pushing forward. Always pushing forward. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, I want to tell you one thing that every one of us should know. That it is not of him that willeth, it is not of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. Even though we don't speak, we know that. But nevertheless, you know, the Bible says that every one of us must strive to enter in. It says, you know, narrow and straight is the gate that leads to life. But broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there be many that find it. And he said, strive to enter into that straight and narrow way. So if you are not striving, you are not likely to make it. But if you are striving, the Lord will give you the power. Amen. Praise ye the name of the Lord. So this starts with a foundation. But it goes on to, what are you building on it? What are you building upon that? He said, Paul spoke to Timothy repeatedly and said, look, teach our own that they must maintain good works. After they have received salvation, they must maintain good works. For the Bible says, behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give to every man according as his work shall be. Amen? Amen. It is your work that will be rewarded. You know, it's not just because you gave your life to Christ. Well, you know, you gave your life to Christ, you're a child of God, you were fine. But you might get no reward if you don't have works that can stand the test of fire. You know, but can you have those works just by your own power? No, it takes the power of the Holy Ghost in your life. Jesus said, behold, I give you power. And he said, this power, which is promised from my Father, when you receive it, you will be witnesses unto me. That is what God does. He makes us, gives us the ability through the power of the Holy Spirit to stand and be counted for Christ. Amen.
Amen.
I want us to stand to our feet here this morning. If you believe that Jesus is that solid rock and that sure foundation, I want you to clap your hands for Jesus here this morning. Amen. And there may be some of you in here, perhaps for the first time, you are about to make him that foundation in your life. We don't want to close this service without giving you a chance. Now, there are some that have made Jesus that sure foundation in their life. He's the anchor for your soul. If you're here this morning and you haven't made him that anchor for your soul, you have a chance. Praise the Lord. But I tell you something else too, folks. You know, nobody is guaranteed tomorrow. We're not guaranteed that, except by faith in the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
But tomorrow is in God's hands. Today, while you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Today is the day of salvation, folks. Today is the beginning of the rest of your lives. And you must make that decision to put your life on the solid rock. Now, examine yourself, folk, and see whether you are in the faith. You know, see how you respond to crisis in your life. How do you respond when a crisis happens in your life? Do you run helter-skelter and so forth like that? Or do you have that inner peace because of the foundation, a sure foundation that is in your life? Though the fig tree does not blossom, in Habakkuk 3 and 17, though there be no fruit in the vine, though the economic crisis and wars and all these things around me, yet will I rejoice in the Lord. And I will joy in the God of my salvation, because thou wilt keep in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. Now I want to see those hands that have made Jesus their sure foundation. I want to see your hand up if you are in the house. If you are in the house and Jesus is your sure foundation, I want to see your hand up and I want to hear you say, hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Now, Lord Jesus, put your hands up. Leave your hands up. Those of you that, if, you know, those of you have made your Jesus, that's your foundation. Leave your hands up. Now, Lord Jesus, look at the hands. They have chosen you as their sure foundation because you first chose them. Hallelujah. They have believed on you and they have committed their lives. Now, Lord, I pray that the grace of God that bringeth salvation unto all men, which has appeared unto these people, that same grace of God be abundant in their lives. To teach them that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, they should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. And that at the same time, that grace will be abundant in their lives to look for and hasten unto the coming of our great God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Lord, let that grace be an anchor in their soul. That when the storms of life will rage against them, that their house will stand in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Give everybody a hand clap, everybody. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, for those of you that did not put your hands up or you were not sure, well, I'm going to ask you today to make a choice for the Lord. Unless Jesus is your solid foundation, when the storms of life come, your house cannot stand. Now, for everyone in here that has not made that decision, I know that sometimes, you know, when we call openly for things like this, people are embarrassed to stand up for Christ. Well, if any man be ashamed of me, I also will be ashamed of him, Jesus said. You know, but if you are bold to stand up for Jesus and be counted for Jesus, then the Lord is going to honor you. Amen.
Amen.
With every head bowed here this morning, if for the first time you want to make Jesus your solid foundation, or perhaps you're not sure that Jesus is truly your solid foundation, maybe when crisis comes, you are still, you know, distressed and running to and fro and so forth, you don't have that inner peace. Well, I want to introduce to you the Prince of Peace here this morning. His name is Jesus Christ. And he can give you that peace. With every head bowed in this place, I'm going to pray for you. I'm not going to ask you to come forward this morning. But if you want prayer to make Jesus your solid foundation, I want to see your hand up and every head bowed. And I'm going to ask that, Lord, you move upon these hands. And I see some hands that are up. Thank you for putting your hands up. I want to ask that Jesus will move upon your heart. Today, you are making Jesus your solid foundation. Now, Lord Jesus, let their eyes be opened. And let them be delivered from the power of Satan unto the power of God. Let them be translated from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light. And let them comprehend with the rest of the saints what is the length, the breadth, the height, and the depth of the love of God. And let them receive that inheritance that is in Christ Jesus. We give you, Lord, all the praise and all the glory. And everybody says,
amen.
Give the Lord a hand clap, everybody. Hallelujah. Now, for those of you, whether you made that decision for the first time today or before, or for many years, I want to challenge you to examine what you are building on that foundation. What exactly are you building? Is your work going to stand the test of life? Is your life going to stand the tempests and the storms that are sure to come? Jesus said in Isaiah 43 and 2, when thou passest through the fire, it's not a matter of if, but it's a matter of when. You will pass through some fires, folks. And you will pass through some storms. But remember, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Amen.
Amen.
He will be with you, but you must have that confidence that the Lord is with you. And that confidence starts by trusting in his word. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Say hallelujah!
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. You may be seated.